Yeah, we are back in the future, 2015. It's Twisted here live at All Things Comedy. Thank you all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Apparently, you can watch us live now. Where can they watch us live? It's what is it? Daily Motion / All Things Comedy. And you can watch us live there. All right. I'm getting a lot of heads nodding that this is some serious stuff. Happy New Year to you. I know we're 9 days in, or you'll get this on the Monday, so we'll be about 13 days into the new year. I don't know how long we can wish each other Happy New Year, but I'm going to figure this will be the last time you hear that from me. 2015's already starting off incredibly weird, but you know what? It's new. We'll give it some time. Hope you guys had a great time. The holidays are over. Have a little break from having to buy gifts from everybody. You know, a month off till we got to get into this Valentine's Day. And we got to buy more gifts for the bitches. More gifts. When is Steak and Blowjob Day? Does anyone know that official holiday? When am I going to see Hallmark cards from that? When am I going to be able to go to CVS and see, like, a package deal of, like, meats, a George Foreman cooker, and a porno DVD to get it going? Good to be back. Let's get into some stuff that's going on, and then we'll start talking about all the fun stuff that I've been doing over the last 2 weeks that you haven't heard from me. I got a big show. If you're in the Los Angeles area, January 14th, Main Room, the Comedy Store, the biggest, baddest, naughty show yet. We will be live in the main room. It's going to be during the X-Biz convention. If you don't know what X-Biz is, that is the competition to AVNs. There's two of them, AVNs, X-Biz. They're doing a big show, and they're next door to the Andes, which is the hotel next door to the Comedy Store. So we're doing a big show. It's sponsored by a bunch of amazing people. Some of our sponsors, Fleshlight, Vibrex, Hustler Hollywood. Hustler Hollywood just hits me up. Apparently they want to get in the Sam Tripoli game. They want to be associated with me. They want to do a sponsorship deal. So you'll be hearing some great stuff from Hustler Hollywood and HustlerOnline.com. You'll be hearing some of that stuff. We'll be locking that down for you. One more time, our good friends at MK Cultura. MK Cultura, for all your spiritual needs, they're sponsoring the show. Word is, they're bringing pudding to the naughty show. Actual pudding. I got hit up. I go, hey, man, can we bring a pudding truck to the show? I'm like, has anyone ever said no to pudding? Has anyone ever been like, no, dude, don't bring your pudding? So apparently the people at thepuddingtruck.com are going to be coming to our show. So come, so if you're into town and you want to see a great comedy show, come to the Naughty Show. What's going to be at the, who's going to be performing? Excellent question. The answer is it's our greatest lineup yet. Who's going to be at the Naughty Show January 24th? Great question. Joe Rogan, Ari Shaffir, Jim Jeffries, Morgan Murphy, Red Band, myself. Then we have six of the biggest porn stars on the planet are going to be there. Bonnie Rotten, Caden Cross, Tori Black, Remy LaCour. Do you guys know who this girl Remy LaCour is? Oh, my God. This girl's gorgeous, and she's going to hula hoop naked. Caden Cross is going to be there. Joanna Angel. And, of course, I said already Bonnie Rotten. So it is, and Fleshlight's going to be there. And guess what? We're going to be giving away Fleshlights. You're going to be giving away Fleshlights. We got Vibrex Itachi wands for the ladies. High end. They look like lightsabers, these things. And I'm going to be giving away about five of them at the show for the ladies to bring home and whack their beavers, which I'm really excited about. Dude, let me tell you. Everyone thinks, oh, it's the naughty show. Oh, it's just a bunch of frat guys hanging off, whacking off. Why people are telling ha-ha jokes. No, that's not what it is. Half my crowd will be chicks trying to get these Itachi wands. And it's like, if you can't have a 8-ball of cocaine with you, if you want to get some attention, bring in a Itachi wand with you and watch girls go crazy. So it's going to be one of the greatest shows you'll ever see. I'm very excited about doing it. It's going to be a huge show. So if you're in L.A. or you're in Southern California and you're like, hey, dude, we haven't been to L.A. in a while, maybe we should go. This is a show to come see. We have Malice Pole Dancing. it's going to be crazy. It's going to be packed. There's going to be adult film stars everywhere. Everybody you've ever whacked off to most likely would be at the show. Unless they're dead from AIDS, they'll probably be there. Right? Yeah. There's going to be some tranny porn stars, too, there for you guys who like to blend it. Apparently, transsexual porn stars are big fans of Sam Tripoli. And you know what? All are welcome. Whatever you're into, it's weird shit. So come do that. I also will be doing the... I've been added to the roast battles at the LA Riot Festival, January 17th. Who will I be roasting, you ask? Great question. Answer is Mr. Tony Hinchcliffe from Kill Tony, one of my very good friends. They've been asking me to do this roast thing forever. They've always been like, hey, man, will you do the roast battle? I'm like, I have so many things that you can nail me on. And, you know, to be honest with you, the one thing I don't want them, I don't know even why I'm saying this, because someone's going to tell Tony and he's going to start hitting me on this. But there's a couple things personally I don't want, people in my life, I don't want people to rack on. Because it's like, they're not asking to do this. I mean, like, you can kill me. I know what it's going to be. I'm a drug addict, a porn addict, a sex addict. I'm a loser. I've done a million roasts. I've heard a thousand times. I don't care. Just don't hit people in my life. They didn't ask for it. Let's be like gangsters in the FBI. What was the movie where they had to talk with you? What was that movie? When he's like, you know, it's like they made the rule where it's like, okay, you don't go after our family, we don't go after your family. Not good, fellas. You know, here's what happens. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put two of his in the morgue. What was that movie? Nobody knows. Nobody has... Okay, I'm going to get into that.
Crossing? No.
No, that wasn't it. I thought you were going to go Jacob's Ladder on that one.
Jacob's Ladder, dude, that was amazing.
That was a great movie. Oh, okay. Real quick, I'll get into the rest of it. Like, how long does a movie have to be out before I'm allowed to talk about it? A year? I gotta wait for a year to talk about Gone Girl?
No, talk about it.
Spoiler
alert. Fuck yeah, we talked about it. It's a great...
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know about Gone Girl, jump forward 5 minutes. If you ever want to know who runs Hollywood, watch the movie Gone Girl. This is a great example of how everything is for women. This movie is fucking amazing up until the last 5 minutes of this movie. The movie's great. Spoiler alert. Do not listen to the next 5 minutes if you want to watch Gone Girl. I'm not going to get too much into it, but other than say that this ending is completely for females. If you had flipped the script and Ben Affleck's character was a little crazier, they would have taken this guy's nuts, put it through meat grinder, set it on fire, fed it to fucking raccoons in the woods. But this ending is totally a chick ending. And I just don't want to ruin it for people. I love the movie up until that ending. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Why didn't you like the ending?
Okay. Please don't listen to this if you want to hear the movie. But Claude keeps asking me, and I got to answer the people. This woman gets a guy thrown in jail, almost in jail for rape. Wants to put a guy on death row for murder that he didn't do. And murders a guy who's in love with her. And at the end of the movie, what happens? She announces the world she's getting pregnant and they're staying together. That is a total chick fan. There's no repercussions for this chick. You'd flipped it,
yeah,
and Ben Affleck had done all that, the big ending would be, let's murder Ben Affleck and his big fat dick that they make us think he had in the shower scene for 2 seconds. They would have shish kebabbed that shit, put it on a George Foreman cooker, sauteed it, fed it to everybody. But because it's a Hollywood film meant for women, what happens at the end? They work it out. The family works it out. Mm-hmm. The couple works it out.
Now, I have a question.
Right.
Whose fucking baby was that? Was that the guy who was like she, you know, or not? Was that the, because she's pregnant, right?
No, she's really pregnant at all.
See, I thought she was pregnant carrying the other guy's baby and Ben was...
Who knows with that crazy bitch? But I still would have fucked her. Dude, there was some hot... Dude, the one chick in there, the redneck chick, was hot.
The redneck chick?
Like, can we get into the, like... ladies, stop with the lip work. Mm-hmm. Can we stop making your face look like ducks? Mm-hmm. These duck-faced bitches. Just, it's not a trap. Who are you doing it for? Why do I want a head? Why do I want a blowjob from a chick who looks like she just got punched in the face? I just don't find it attractive. Did you see that girl? Who's the girl who was the teenage mom who started doing pornography?
Farrah Abrams.
Farrah Abrams. You see how bad her lip job she got was? Dude, I gotta look this up for you. It's so bad. And I think she was just trying to save money on plastic surgery. And I'm like, I think that's the one thing you don't cut corners on. I don't think slicing and dicing your face, you don't go on Groupon for that. You don't try to get the fucking discount. You don't go to fucking Mexico or go to East LA with some sign in Spanish asking to slice and dice your face. I think you should, you know, nobody's with me on this one. I lost everybody. Everybody's doing tech work right now.
No, there's no such thing as spending too much money on something that's going to live on your body. That's how I feel. I agree.
So you're saying you shouldn't...
Shouldn't skimp.
Shouldn't skimp.
I mean, I have a bad neck and back, but I'm not going to go to Bob's Bad Back Shack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually want to go to like a Cedar Sinai.
I'm not going to go somewhere like the Asians like to combine their stores, like Chinese food and donuts, martial arts and car repair. You don't want to go to Wong's Shish Kebab and plastic surgery.
Special today.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's just like, I don't even know who women do get dressed for anymore. It's not for guys. I don't know. Well, where was I getting back to what I'm talking about? And then big announcement that you're going to hear here for the first time. Well, I'm going to be talking about the first time. February 21st, I will be participating in Ellis Mania. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Ellis Mania, I got a huge show. He's on Sirius Radio. He's a very good friend of mine. We had a show together on Spike TV called Wild World Spike. He's from Australia. He's a giant skateboarder. He was forever. And he's been doing this radio show called The Jason Ellis Show on Sirius Radio. And it's the third biggest show on Sirius Radio. It goes like Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, or Opie and Jim Norton, and The Jason Ellis Show. And I've been blessed. He's asked me to come on his show a bunch of times. I'm doing it more and more. It's a great show to be on. He's really funny. It's a great show. Well, I did their Christmas special, and they asked me if I wanted to be in the show. Now, what Ellis Mania is just everybody in the show fights people. So I'm going to be fighting people. And it's only a minute at a time. Well, let me just explain everything. Basically, they want me to do musical chairs of fighting, where they have like seven people walk around the chairs, and whoever can't find a seat, those two guys box for a minute. And I've always been taking martial arts my whole life. I've always been like, always ready to fight, even though I've never been in a fight. And that's just guys. We are always ready to fight. That's why when I hate when chicks come up to me and grab my dick, they're just like, you got a big dick. And I'm like, you can't just grab my dick out of nowhere, man. Because I'm always in fight mode. I'm always, my dick turtles up. Like it's ready, because shit might pop at any moment. I got to be ready to go. Can't be rocking boners wanting to fight people. So my dick turtle, I'm always in turtle mode. Except for when I'm ready to make love to the ladies, then I'm not in turtle mode. And I don't even have a big dick then, so I don't even care about that. I'm not hung at all. I've just learned to work hard. You know, I'm blue collar when it comes to my sex. I go to work. I understand that, you know, I got to put in a day's work to earn a buck a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Anybody with me on this one? Earn a buck a fuck? Right? That's how I am, dude. Ladies, you date me, you know you got a man who's coming to work. I ain't going to just... I just think dudes with big dicks just show up with big dicks. They're like, I got a big dick.
I got this.
You got big dick?
No.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have that. I've never had that. I've known. And it's just like, okay, this is who I am. How am I going to stay in the game? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My dick's like Chris Mullins. I had to develop an outside shot. I had to get the basics. I had to understand bounce pass, you know, pick and rolls. That's how my sex is. I'm gonna fucking work you to death. I'm going to work that pussy to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do everything. Show up. Foreplay. Pound. Work the asshole. Bang the pussy. Put you to sleep. That's how I'm going to do it. I can't just show up big dick style. You know, big dick guys are like all these AAU basketball players who show up, just got all the athletics, all the athleticism, but no game. That's how who I am. So I have to show up and go to work. But so I've been taking martial arts my whole life. My whole life I've been taking martial arts. I've always been prepared to fight, even though I've never been in. It's been a while since I've been in a fight. But don't tell me I will punch you in the face. I'm constantly going, don't punch him in the face. And I want to, there's a couple people who I want to punch in the face. Because I just feel that, you know why LA is full of dicks? Because nobody punches anybody in the face. Nobody will walk up to anybody and just clock some motherfuckers.
For disrespect.
For showing no honor. There's no honor in this town. People straight up jack your shit and nobody does anything because you don't want to rock the boat. I'm going to start clocking fools. I'm not even kidding. There's a couple dudes I'm like, I need to do you a favor and punch you in the face so that you know there's some rules to this shit. Guns and lawyers have created a fucking world of little snarky assholes. Have I talked about this before? Where like when the Foo Fighters punched Perez Hilton in the face? Like how I completely respect that? Because this guy... this guy's made a living drawing dick doodles on people's faces. He's made millions of dollars gay snarky in everybody, which is, by the way, the new villain in Hollywood is gay snarky. Have you been watching all these movie trailers? Every bad guy's like, gay snarky. Oh, you're gonna get away with that? I don't think so. You know, it's like total gay snarky. Like in the 80s, it was like Russian bad guy. In the 70s, it was like Asian evil dude. In the what do we call this decade, by the way? We're halfway through it.
Well, there's the millennials. I don't know what you call this one, but those are the ones that we have to kind of deal with.
This is the 2000 teens?
Yeah. Well, these are like people that even came of age in like 2000. It's like they feel entitled to something because they want it.
Because nobody hits anybody anymore. I don't even know if you guys can hear him, but he thinks everybody's entitled, and I totally agree with him. But every bad guy in the movies now is gay snarky. That's the bad, like, oh, the Magic Mike guy's got a new show, a movie coming out where he, like, looks like some magical elf and he goes through saving some girl's honor and the guy who wants to destroy everybody's gay snarky. It's like every...
The last Bond movie.
What's that?
The last Bond movie.
Gay snarky, right? I just watched The Equalizer. The Russian guy, gay snarky. Everybody's gay snarky. So that's a new bad guy. Back to what I'm talking about. So I'm always ready to fight, even though I'm not in a fight. But I will fight. If you think you're going to come up to me and start some shit, I'll fight. So anyways, they're like, hey, you want to do this thing? You fight for a minute here and there. If you don't get the seat, you fight for a minute. I'm like, I've always wanted to do it. I just want to do the walk-in to the ring. I just want to play my song and just fucking walk in, getting ready to rock. I've never done that in my life. I want to do it one time. I want to do the walk-in to the ring. That's been a dream of mine. Why not? But now they're telling me I got to wear a costume. And I'm like, whoa, pump the brakes. I'm not wearing a costume. I'm like, what kind of costume are you talking about? They're like, oh, you know the guy who sits outside the subway in a fucking sandwich outfit? And I'm like, nah, dude. I'm not fresh off the boat, man. Okay? I got a college education. I'm not going to be fucking flipping boards like those dudes on the corner of La Brea and Melrose trying to get everybody to go to Jiffy Lube. I'm not going to do that. That's not how I roll. I'm like, can't I just go as fat Armenian? It's just me with my shirt off. Goes fat Armo. Can I just go as your Uber driver? Bro, you stink up my fucking ride. I charge you for that, bro. That's who I'll be. I'll be fat Uber driver fighting a bunch of Mexicans dressed up as fucking sandwich meats. That's going to be my whole thing. I'll do that. But I ain't going to dress up like no fool. I'm a grown-ass man. I got punchlines. I'm skilled. So I'm going to be doing that February 21st if they can greet it with me not to have... not. That I have to dress up like an idiot. As long as they give me that, which, I don't know, man. So if you ever want to see Sam get punched in the face, Mr. Tripoli, yeah, I just went third person on that one. If you ever want that, come to the Hard Rock Casino, Las Vegas, February 21st. And those are the shows. My New Year's Eve was great. Want to catch up on that? I know it's 2 weeks away from when you're hearing this, but it was great. I went to Toronto, did the Underground. It was great. It was packed. My ex-girlfriend, she's a big comic in Toronto now. It's like this really weird. Toronto comedians, Canadian comedians hate America because we won't let them in. Ever since 9/11, we've shut it down. It's impossible for them to get into our country. Is that weird? Like, we won't let Canadians into the country because they might be because of terrorist attacks. It's easier to get in the country if you're Mexican than you are if you're Canadian. Which I'm fine with, because let's think about it. Who's taking all the good jobs? The Canadians.
Australians, too.
Yeah, they're taking all of our acting and writing jobs. They're not weed whacking. They're not trimming bushes. They're not roofing. When was the last time you saw a Canadian selling papaya on the 405? You've never seen that, right? Because, Canadians come take the good jobs. So I do this gig, and it's in a weed club, and I'm sober. I don't do drugs, man. But fuck, man, as soon as you hit that stage, you get baked. You just get baked. And everybody's just sitting in there hotboxing for like an hour before the show. The room's packed. Everybody's just hotboxing. So I come to the show. It's New Year's Eve, and this gorgeous... Oh, what I was going to talk about my girlfriend real quick. My ex-girlfriend came to the show. I wanted to see her act because I hadn't seen her for like 10 years perform. And everyone tells me she's like a big deal. And she's kind of one of these female comics who've made a career off of Tinder. Like, there's all these female comics now who just do jokes about Tinder and it just blows up. Like, female comics, like, it's amazing how we don't give them shit for just doing guys and girls romantic stuff. But that's what they do. And it's just, they get, and I'd do it too if I was a chick because there's a ton of money in it. Like, girls just kill it on Tinder. That's all it is. So she does this thing. She went on like 100 dates on Tinder and she did a blog about it and it got huge. And she got like a pilot on Canadian television. So I just wanted her to come into the show and check it out. And she came to it, and she just basically read her diary about the time we dated. And it was hilarious. And by the way, I'm a great boyfriend, according to this diary. I'm a really good guy. I'm sensitive. I'm there for you. I'm supportive. She killed, and then I went up and killed. And that was the night before New Year's. And then it's weird that she kept the diary. Isn't that weird? Do girls... I can't believe girls... still do diaries. That's so weird. Isn't that what Tumblr's for? Like, have you guys... Yeah, right? Do you do a diary? Is any guy in this room right now do a diary?
That's what Star Trek was based on, right?
Star date. Yeah, Captain's Log. I'm sensing Lahora seeing other people. I think Spock is banging her in the holodeck. All I've done is try to love her. I gave her the red smock. Huh? Think anyone gets the red smock? God damn it. I hear Spock's hung like a horse.
Really?
I think, dude, yeah.
That would make sense, because nobody would expect
And let's
that.
Let's face it. All Vulcans are dudes with Asperger's, right? That's really all they are. They're just cranking out numbers. Like, basically, Spock is Rain Man in space. Yeah, 50 asteroids. Yeah, there's 50 asteroids coming at us. 50 Klingons behind it. Yeah. Yeah, so I did that show in Toronto, and that was fun. So we did New Year's, and I get there, and this, like, gorgeous chick runs up to me and just hugs me. She's like, I'm such a huge fan. I'm like, for 1 second, I knew what Chris D'Elia felt like. I never have fucking strong nines running up to me, grabbing me, going, I'm a huge fan of yours. Another reason to love Canada. Strong nines think I'm funny. So this hot chick, she comes up to me. She's like, I'm such a huge fan. I saw you with Joe Rogan. I thought you were fucking really funny. I came here and I wanted to support your show. I'm like, that's great. She's like, oh, yeah, we're just hanging out. We're drinking. We're smoking weed. I'm like, oh, you smoke a lot of weed? She's like, no, I do coke mostly. I'm like, okay, well, that's my crowd. I can't complain. If I could have a theater full of coked out hard nines, I'd be the happiest human being in my life. There'd be a lot of fucking talking in the crowd, but the after party would be phenomenal.
You and your standards nines.
No, hey, dude. I'm just saying, that was the cream of the crop. I don't need a nine. Give me a hard-working five. I'm happy with that. Right? I'll take a hard-working five. Those chicks go to work, and they let you do more shit to them. That's why you got to have cocaine, and I don't condone coke, but chicks on blow will let you do weird shit. They're just totally down. They're like, okay, I'm coked out. Do whatever you want to. So she comes up, and she's like, yeah, I do coke, but don't tell my fiance. I'm like, you're getting married to this guy? He doesn't know you do cocaine? That seems to be a weird... You're already keeping secrets? So anyways, we go, and I'm doing a show, and I just look over at her table. I could tell her fiance's not having fun, and she's just talking to everybody. So I do my show, and here's the thing when you do a show in a weed club, you don't have any sense of time. You'll get up on stage and just be talking. You'll be like, dude, how long have I been up there? Be like, 2 hours. Or you'll be like, dude, I think I did half my act. How long have I been up here? They're like 5 minutes. You don't know. You can't tell time. You just go until you start seeing people looking at their watches like, I gotta go home. You just go. You have no clue. And you just riff. And it's so funny. This one of the comics who opened for me on New Year's Eve, he had his phone. He kept looking at his phone. I'm like, oh, why is this guy always looking at his phone? He must be looking at his notes. He's like, yeah, I've been looking at my phone. You guys think I'm looking at my notes? I'm really just looking at this thing that says, I'm doing okay. Keep going. Because you're so high and you're overanalyzing every moment. You're like, oh, I'm bombing up here. You're like, no, I'm doing fine. And the thing you got to understand about doing a weed club is that everybody else is baked out of their mind. They don't know if you're bombing or not. They're just trying to recognize words. And they laugh when they know a word you said. Like, anyone that like flying. I know what flying is. I was so baked I thought I had Asperger's. That's how baked I was. I'm like, I'm so high, I have autism. So I'm doing this thing, and I look at this, and I'm like, I can't tell how I'm doing with these people, because the couple, the hot chick and her fiance, came up to me like, we're huge fans of yours, and now I feel pressure. And I have to entertain these people. I have to make them feel like they got their money's worth. They picked me for New Year's Eve. I got to bring it. And so I'm always looking over it because, one, I'm a fucking insane human being. I'm fucking crazy. And two, whoa, that went weird. And two, I'm contact high off my balls. So I'm super paranoid. So anyways, I do the show, and people are like, great show. He just walks right by me after the show. I'm like, what was that about? She's just like, obviously coked out of her gourd. It just storms out. I'm like, they must have fucking hated the show. So now I'm like depressed. I'm like, my two fans, my one hard nine fan, did not enjoy my New Year's Eve show. God. So my friend Pee Wee comes up to me. I'm like, dude, I guess they didn't like the show. They're like, oh no, man. They loved it. He's just pissed at you. I go, why? He goes, because he thinks you slipped his girlfriend ecstasy. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, man. His girlfriend was acting so weird. He came up and he goes, hey, did Triple A give my girlfriend ecstasy? It's like, that's my reputation. I'm fucking Cosby. I'm slipping bitches drugs. Hey, dude, you don't know what kind of drug addict I was. When I was doing drugs in the past, back in the day, I'm not sharing my drugs. Unless you're going to fucking sit on my dick, I'm not giving you any of my drugs. That's just a hard rule. And chicks would... I have a rule, man. I don't fuck chicks who are in relationships. That's just my rule. I have a rule. I don't fool around with three types of women. Married women, underage women, and Russians. Don't fuck around with any of those chicks.
Why Russian?
Russian, unless you want your shit to just suddenly disappear when you don't marry her after 2 months. Those chicks want green cards... And they want shit locked down. Do not date Russian women. Your pets will start disappearing. You'd be like, where's the dog? Why are you making stew? What's in the stew? Oh, your dog is running away. I don't see it no more. How great was that Russian accent?
That was very good, my brother.
It was fucking Mexican. That's how bad that accent was. So anyways, they ran off. I realize they're baked out of their mind. He's pissed because he thinks I gave her ecstasy. Like, I'm not that kind of scumbag. What are my New Year's resolutions? My New Year's resolution is to be more honest. Like, I feel like the need to tell women when they have mustaches now. I'm just going to be more honest. I just don't think we're being honest with women when they have mustaches. We need to tell them, you look like Steve Harvey. You have a giant Richard Pryor mustache. I saw this woman at CVS, just full on mustache, acting like nothing's happening. Like she doesn't have a giant Steve Harvey lip. And now I'm going to tell fat guys when they pull their pants too high. That's my new thing. I just can't stand what, like, Chris Christie? It's like, dude, you're still fat. No matter how high you pull that pants up to your tits, you're...
Yeah, and now it's your responsibility to pretend he doesn't...
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, Chris... hey, dude, you look a lot slimmer, but your fupa is going crazy. That fat upper pussy is on fire right now. What are you fucking... Are you don't think we see that? Your fucking elephantitis nuts or whatever you got hanging under that belt? It's uncomfortable. It's rude. It's just rude to let us have to act like that's not happening. So in 2015, I'm going to tell you if you got a fat upper pussy. Just know that. You come to my show, I'm going to be like, your fupa's killing. Like, I know it was 2014. I was doing a show in Vegas, and I had this L.A. comic. I can't remember his name right now. This was 2014. He comes to my show with a Jersey Shore haircut. Like, the weird, like, fucking weird, like, pen troll haircut. You know when you put the trolls on the end of the pen and you fuck... What were those called?
Troll pens?
Troll? The happy trolls you put on the end of your pen, you do it, and they have the long hair, and that became big for a little while. But that was big in 2005. And it was cheesy then. Now you're wearing it in 2014. Now not only are you cheesy, but you've dated yourself. So I call up to him. I go, hey, dude, I really like you. I think you're a funny comic. Fucking get a new haircut. That haircut looks dumb. It was dumb in 2005. It's even more retarded in 2014. Like, you got to be honest with people. You just got to start telling people, listen, you're fucking really out of the herd right now. Come back to the center. Hang out with us. And I'm just going to be more honest in 2015. So that's who I am.
I like that.
Thank you, dude. I'm trying to be a better person.
Now, how long have you been off the goods?
Let's check my days. Claude asked, how many days have I been sober? And the answer, okay, that's Waz's. And the answer is... Here we go. Drum roll, please. 188 days.
Wow, congrats, man.
Yeah, for me, that's a long time. That's a long time.
No drinking, no weed, nada?
Nothing, dude. Wow. I'm not really a weed guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not really a weed guy. I'm barely a booze guy. I was just a cocaine dude.
Yeah. Oh,
just because I wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to be Led Zeppelin, 72, world tour, stacking chicks, and just being a champion. That's all I am. My drug addiction is definitely, it's symbiotic with my sex addiction and my just love of weird shit.
Yeah.
Like eyeball to eyeball sex, it's like, what are we doing here? Let me shove weird shit in weird orifices. That's what I want to do. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a guy, everybody thinks that, hey, it's the porn guy. I don't hook up with any of these chicks because that does not turn me on. It doesn't turn me on. Filthy chicks doing filthy stuff doesn't turn me on. Innocent chicks doing filthy shit, I love the corrupt. That turns me on.
Yeah, the porn is only good when the girl's in a financially compromised situation.
Oh, yeah. I like, oh, what am I doing here? Hey, what are all these black guys here for? Oh, my boyfriend owes you money. How am I going to pay that off? Go. There we go. Now you're in my wheelhouse.
And There's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No judgment.
Dude, hey, dude. I fucking slowly have kept the interracial gangbang porn community afloat. That's just who I am. What am I talking? So, man, it's so much to talk about. So I went and saw my mom for, then I left. By the way, Toronto, amazing city. Amazing city. If you could ever get to Toronto, please go. You're saying, Sam, if I could go to San Francisco, Toronto, where am I going to go? Toronto. Love San Francisco. Great city. People way more fuckable in Toronto. Toronto is fuckable San Francisco. It's just a much better. The girls are good looking. Everybody's more attractive in Toronto. Way more attractive. So if you get a chance, go there. But here, it's cold as balls.
How do people settle in places like that?
I have no clue. I saw homeless people in Toronto. Homeless people. And it's like, it was like 0 degrees out. If you're homeless in Toronto, you've made some bad decisions. Like LA, you know, it's like, oh, I'm homeless. You're probably a drug addict or something like that. In Toronto, it's like socialism up there. Everybody's got money. They don't have a military that they're spending 50 cents on the dollar on. There's money everywhere. They're fracking like motherfuckers. Everybody's got cash. There's no reason to be homeless. And it's negative a billion degrees up there. If I was homeless, I'd have a fucking vision board. Wherever I'm sleeping, in the dumpster, my vision board. And everything would be on that vision board would be like, grab a Greyhound ticket to San Diego. And that's all I would work on every day. I would smoke crack, not eat for like 3 weeks, and just save all my crack money for a Greyhound ticket to San Diego. If you're homeless anywhere but Southern Cal, you're
not hustling.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're homeless and that you kind of got two strikes against you, but at least work smart. God, that was a weird rant. That was a weird rant.
People in Santa Monica will put the homeless on a bus and send them to Venice. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I would do that too.
They also set the sprinklers up on the like that runway that everybody runs so that the homeless can't sleep because they're at a random.
You know what I love about like Santa Monica area? You know what I love is that they're all like, we're liberal, we're progressive, you know, but yet they have no black friends and they just want to put homeless people on buses to Venice. Right? It's just like you love being liberal until it like cramps your style.
How do you feel about this whole Paris thing? Or do you not want to cover that?
What do I feel? Well, I'm just going to get in this rant and I'll finish with that. Went to go see my mother. I love my mother, Becky Bedorian. You're a wonderful woman. Went to go see her. Basically, my time with my mother is me laying in bed with her watching the worst television on the planet. Every show I hate, my mother DVRs. It's amazing. She loves everything that I think is destroying this world. Like, she loves Real Housewives of Orange County, the Kardashians, Nancy Grace, every gay snarky dude on the E! Channel. She loves all the bad stuff. She loves shows about chicks who fuck guys who've done something. That's the show she likes. And that's every show. Real Housewives, Basketball Wives, all that stuff. Those are shows about chicks who bang guys who did something. And then they bleed them dry and then they leave them for a younger version. Isn't that weird? Like, those are shows. And those women make bank. Because women buy everything. If you hang out with your mother and watch television, you realize TV's just for chicks. It's just for women. Every show's for women. Every show's for women because women buy everything. Guys have nothing. We have nothing. We're fucked. I'm like, where am I on television? There's no channel for me. So I don't know what I'm doing. So I just watch television with my mother all day. She has just become this weird isolationist who just thinks, I love my mother, but she's paranoid. She's just like this person who thinks everybody's trying to steal her identity theft. She like she won't use her car clicker because she thinks someone might steal that signal to break into her car. Like, that's the level of crazy my mom is. My brother, I barely see my brother. He runs a strip bar. He's in love with a stripper, and he won't even spend time with me. He just wants to hang out with Portia the whole fucking time I'm there.
Is that her real name?
No. I'm not going to say her real name. She's a very nice person. I like her, but it's just like, you can't even take 2 days off from hanging out with strippers, hang out with your brother. And then he wants me to go to strip bars. It's like, I'm not in the strip bars anymore. I don't think they're bad. I'll go there occasionally, but I really don't care for strippers. Why am I going to a strip bar? There's chicks dressing half naked now. I could drop $200 on a real chick, probably get laid. Why am I going to go to a champagne room? So you can just grind on me. It's the same reason I don't go do go-kart racing. People are like, hey, man, you want to go go-kart racing? No, man. Why? Well, I got a ticket once for 120 miles an hour. And I don't have to wear a fucking helmet. Why do I want to go 40 miles an hour on a stupid track? I go jump in my car, drive 120 miles, get in a fucking police chase. That's excitement. Go-kart racing's for pussies and children. Same thing with lap dances. You want to go get lap dance? No, I fucked before. I had sex. I don't want to jeans grind anymore. I did that when I was 11. I got Indian burn on my dick. I literally got jeans Indian burn on my dick one time from grinding so hard. I don't need that anymore. I'm a grown-ass man. I pay bills. Okay? I go balls deep or I go home. That's my motto. Got that from my grandpa. Goes balls deep or go home. That's all I need. I don't need that shit. Go get a lap dance. Yeah, so my brother always wants me to go to a strip bar, which is like Hawaiian themed. Like, what is worse than that? But it's a nice strip bar. I don't want anyone to tell my brother I said strip bar. It's a nice strip bar. My brother's just a really smart guy, and he's running a strip bar in upstate New York. It's like, if you're going to run a strip bar, go to the big city. New York, Vegas, Miami. Go to Miami. I'd love to visit your strip bar in Miami. That'd be glorious. But you know who came to my brother's strip bar? John Jones, the UFC fighter. He's been there before. My brother said he was interesting. I don't really want to shit on John Jones. I don't want my brother to get in trouble for snitching. But the reason I want to bring up John Jones is he got busted. You see this for cocaine use? And he failed it like 30 days before the fight. And you see all these people who haven't done cocaine talking about how it's a PED? I'm like, cocaine is not a PED. It's only PED, it's only a PED if you consider coke dick a competitive advantage. Do you guys know, like, to understand cocaine, you have to understand this. The only way it could be a competitive advantage is if he did it instantly right there and fought. Meaning, like, right before he's about to walk out, he runs to the bathroom, does a gacker off the toilet seat. With all those cameras around, comes out, gacked out of his mind, walks in the octagon, and as Buffer is introducing him, some dude's holding him bullets, and he's sniffing bullets before he's... That's the only way it could be a competitive advantage. And then, even then, your nose is so clogged. There's no... I once played basketball high on cocaine. I thought I was going to die. I'm like, why am I doing blow and playing basketball right now? This is the biggest waste of cocaine. I couldn't imagine being high on blow fighting Daniel Cormier. You couldn't breathe. I could understand locking him up and giving him business ideas. Like, hey, dude, hey, I got this way making us $1 million. But it's not a competitive advantage. You don't know cocaine if you think that's a competitive advantage. It's stupid. Wow, the time is flying. I can't do... we got to get going. So anyways, I watched shows with my mom. I was watching all these TV shows with my mom, and everybody swears like truck drivers on television now, but they beep it out. Why are we still beeping shit out? It's 2015. We know what you're saying. Like, I can understand in the 50s when nobody really swore and someone just let a good fuck go on the Tonight Show. Got to beep that out. I get that. Nobody say the word fuck. Now I hear four-year-olds saying the word fuck. Great example of this. I went to see The Gambler at the Cortland Movie Theater. It's just me and this family. It's a rated R movie at 10 o'clock. There's a guy, his wife, and their four-year-old kid at The Gambler. A Mark Wahlberg movie that doesn't involve robots. Dude, I don't want to even tell you the racial slurs this guy was yelling in the movie theater. It just like was really, I mean, during the Martin Luther King Selma trailer, that shit this guy was saying, I literally wanted to go fight the guy. And I was like, dude, it's really uncomfortable that you're saying that stuff. I'm not a racist, man. So that's why I'm like, oh, dude, racism isn't everywhere. Then you hear this shit, you're like, whoa, people really think like that. It's mind-blowing to me. I like everybody. I like everybody. The notion that, like, you shouldn't interracial date, it's like, there was a time that people said that because nobody interracial dated, and then they could say it's a taboo. Now, it's like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't interracial date unless you want really good-looking kids who can dunk from half court. I'm not saying you have, we've talked about this on the show before, whether, you know, you want to date a black guy or not, is that racist? I'm like, if you don't like having sex with black guys, doesn't mean you're racist. You're just not turned on by it. But if you want to date black guys, you're probably going to, and you're a white chick, you're probably going to have some good looking kids. But this guy, he's just yelling the N-word in the movie theater loud. It's like really uncomfortable. I was like, Jesus, man, who does that? And the kid is right there. His kid's right there listening to it. But the reason I bring this up, we're watching the movie. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie. There's a scene with a bunch of naked chicks going around. The kid in the movie theater goes, I see fucking titties. 4 years old. I see fucking titties. I mean, the F word. Dropping the F word. And then the word titty. What four-year-old says the word titties? F four. At four, everyone's like, boobies. But someone's got to teach you the word titties. I see titties. At four. Man, some people just don't have a chance. Some people just don't have a chance. If your kid knows the word titties at four, shit's going to go sideways. All right. Well, okay, cool. They just said I just got a text from them. I don't have to wear a suit to fight. I'm just gonna go up in a jumpsuit, slick my hair back, put a couple gold chains on, and I'll be Armenian. Yeah. So that's good. So February 21st, come see me at the Ellis Mania at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. Well, I'm gonna end the show right now. I know it's only been like 50 minutes. But I got a million things going on, and we got started a little late due to some technical difficulties. I hope you enjoyed the show. I don't know if I made any sense. I don't know if it was. I just wanted to do a show because I hadn't done one in a while, and I just wanted to talk to you guys. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. I know the feedback has been great, so I'm going to keep doing these shows. I'm going to keep rocking them, and I'm going to do them. If you know people who like kind of, everyone says, hey, dude, this is a great show. It reminds me of like radio with an edgy guy. And I'm like, okay, I hope you enjoy that. Any feedback, I'm trying to, you know, do a show you guys enjoy. I love talking about stuff in my life and behind the scenes stuff. And I'll get into more of that stuff more and more. But again, I appreciate everything. I appreciate you guys listening. We're going to keep doing this more. I know you guys love the International Bad Boy Show. We're going to do that. Check out all of our sponsors, mkculture.org, for all your spiritual needs. Check out Fleshlight for when you're lonely and you want to bang snatching a can. If you're in Los Angeles, LA Speedweed. LA Speedweed for all your speedweed needs. You like weed, you don't want to leave the house, call LA Speedweed. Again, Naughty Show, January 14th, the Comedy Store. Then I'm doing this show called The Dirty Roast at Harvell's in Los Angeles. It's a show of me just doing crowd work. So we'll be doing that on the 18th. A lot of great stuff going on. On the 17th, I'm at the LA Riots. If you have anything, you got any questions, send me questions. I'll answer them for you. I love to do that. Things I didn't get a chance to talk about. I wanted to talk about the undercover boss CEO that had the... it was a crazy show. He runs a bikini sports bar, and everyone's mad at him because he fired a girl not wearing a bikini. And I'm like, that's the job. Like, you can't just come in there and rewrite the rules. That's the job. Hey, you're applying at a bikini bar. It's not sexist. It's an opportunity. If you don't like it, don't take the job. And, you know, it's, like, so interesting because, like, women love going to male strip bars. And they justify in their head. Like, we're just doing that. You never hear guys complain about, oh, look at Thor up there with his monster cock fucking stirring everybody's drink with his dick. Sexism. Wah! Nobody says that. Just fat chicks hate that girls get paid to get naked. It just drives them nuts. And I get it, man. Like, when I watch Chris D'Elia do stand-up, I love that guy. I get so jealous because he can do anything and girls just swoon. I got to go up there and write well-crafted dick jokes just to get a girl to stop texting her friends in the crowd and pay attention to what I'm doing. Chris D'Elia could take a shit on the stage, set on fire, and girls would be like, oh my God, he's so cute. I'm not complaining, even though I just complained, but I'm not really pissed. I get it. You like meat, ladies. You like your meat. Why can't guys like meat? We like sports. We like chicks with tits. Can we hang out and watch without your fat ass sweater wearing fucking Cure listening to fucking emo fucking black ties, black shirt looking fat ass bitching about everything? God damn. It's fucking annoying. Don't work at a bikini bar if you don't want to wear a bikini. It's just that fucking simple. You don't like it? Go work at TGI fucking Fridays. I mean, we're pretty lenient. You don't even have to have tits to work at Hooters. I think we're being kind of kind. You ever go to Hooters? You get the chick with no tits? It's like, where's the bitch with the tits? I always get the fucking chick with a limp. You ever go to Hooters? You're like, oh, she's hot. And then here comes the manimal. With a fucking... Dude, not come at me with that mustache, Hooters chick. I will straight up say... We gotta start telling chicks, you got mustaches. My dick just crawled inside me. I have a fucking 3-inch pussy right now. Because my dick is afraid. You're going to have to sing lullabies to it to come out. That's how fucking scary my dick is of your fucking furry lip. By the way, did you guys watch UFC at all? Did you guys see Ari and Duncan Trussell making out by the octagon on the pay-per-view? Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's so hilarious because West Coast reaction to that and East Coast reaction... Two different things. On the West Coast, we're just like, yeah, it's gay guys. Who gives a shit? How funny is that? Two dudes at a fucking man-on-man fight thing are making out. That's funny. Back East, I show people, they're like, oh! Where are they? Let's go kick their ass! They want to get pitchforks and fucking torches and just fucking murder these two guys. It's so different on the East Coast. It's like, the East Coast is 8 years behind everybody. Right now, it's literally... 2007 in upstate New York. They're 8 years behind us. They don't see the humor in two dudes making out next to the octagon. They like, my friend goes, that's disgusting. Get that out of my face. You're like, really? What's wrong? It's like, you don't see the humor of that. The most manliest sport in the world. Two dudes are making out. That doesn't make you laugh. that the UFC's got to be furious that on their pay-per-view, two guys are sucking face. Like, the UFC isn't known as being gay enough on two dudes in Speedos humping each other in the middle of the octagon. Now you got two guys making out on the side of the octagon. That doesn't make you laugh on the inside. That's just Ari. Ari's just so blessed. Whatever he does, gold. If I would have done that, Joe Rogan would pull me aside. Sam, we got to have a talk. Everybody's really pissed at you. Ari, it's like Dana White's high-fiving him. For Cheetah Brothers, whoever owns you. Hi, thank you for doing that. Oh, amazing racist. You're fucking great. I do that. It's like, Sam, really? Just never talk to me again. And then I wanted to do, okay, that's it. That's it. That's our show. I feel like I ended strong. This has been Twisted. Hey, if anybody made it through actually the whole hour and still listening to me, if you can think of any funny logo for Twisted, I would love that. We got a great logo for the International Bad Boys. I really love it. So if you have any logo idea for Twisted, I want to do something where kind of like I got a crackhead doing teeth and he's got like the bling bling, but it says Twisted in his mouth. I think that's kind of funny. So we'll see. We'll figure it out. But this has been Twisted. I'm Sam Tripoli. Thank you for the support. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on Twitter. And I'd love any feedback. Any feedback at all, give it to me. I'm going to keep doing this. I hope it's fun. I had a great time. The hour flew. I love seeing everybody. I love being back in this amazing studio. And we'll see you soon. Next episode, it will be the International Bad Boys with Steve Randolph. We'll see you guys on the other side. Hugs and kisses. Goodbye, all things comedy.